Alan has capitalized on the technique of taking a short snippet of the song and using that as a refrain for the congregation, and then giving over larger portions of the text to the cantor, assisting minister, or whoever, or the choir, however you want to do it. He's done that in Glory to God and the Offertory. I guess that's it on these. Also on Lord, Now You Let Your Servant. It's very much in the way we did the Psalms with the antiphon and the cantor singing the verses. That's only one way of doing that. But this is something that the Roman Catholic Church particularly has found very successful. It's a technique of making the music very accessible to the newcomer because it's very simple, repetitive, giving over the more difficult things to the cantor. And so it's a way to make your service very accessible to people. So I'd like to just introduce us first to these. I mentioned that he has, I think, inclusified the pronouns, but has left the Trinitarian, the traditional Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit wording in this. He uses a lot of major sevenths and ninth chords, and he acknowledges that up front. It's a technique that has been used, you know, exhaustively for 10-15 years by people writing contemporary sounding music to the point of it being cliché, but he acknowledges that up front. There's something about the beginning of this Glory to God that almost sounds like Eric Satie, the Gymnopédies. And we'll hear that as we go. If some of you would like to kind of glance over my shoulder and sing the assisting minister part, that would be fine. He would prefer to have a female voice on these, but a male voice works as well. So if you want to sing along, fine. Here we go. And this is kind of an intimate setting. You'll notice the Glory to God is very understated. And it says the marking for the accompanist is gently. And piano, I mean soft. Here we go. You've got all of these chords. Cliché-ish, overdone these days, but then all of a sudden, very unexpected thing. So it's very delightful. Let's do it again and we'll do it all the way through. next thing is bless the Lord. The offertory. What's this thing again?
Here.
I thought you very well. I'll play it through once.
Thank you.
again on Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. We have a refrain. I'll play it and then let's sing it.
Some seasons than others?
Yeah, especially Lent and maybe Advent if you have evening services. It's pretty subdued. Yeah. For the main service on a festive Sunday, it's just a little too subdued.
Easter.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Now we really have to scrunch. Because I have...
Do you want these back, David?
You can keep those. Mm-hmm. I have three copies you can share, two of the accompaniments. So who plays? You'd like to watch the accompaniments,
sure.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm. One.
Be back. Ed would like to look at these. And then I have one more, so how can we do this? Can you share with her and you guys look?
Sure.
What did I say?
Well,
oh, gosh, somebody sit by the table. This is a service that was composed
by
James Harris, a public school music teacher and church musician. Now is a public school principal. And he wrote this, and it was supposed to be called the Detroit Gospel Service, but Fortress wouldn't publish it that way.
No, no.
What's in a name, right?
There's our gospel in those steps.
Pardon?
There's our gospel. They took the gospel.
It's all bad news.
This uses the LBW text throughout. Let's do. Just sing through the Kyrie, and then when we do some of the others, we'll do them twice, so you get the feel of them. Sometimes, by looking at the notes, some of these rhythms are a little tricky. You may think it's going to be hard for your folks. This you catch on to just sort of by hearing. The rhythms just sort of gel after a while.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to
black.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Thank you.
the vineyards be fruitful, all full of syncopation. This one is much more subtle rhythmically. Now let's skip over to the through him with him that matches that. See, there's two settings of the Sanctus and two settings of the through him with him.
He doesn't have any of this with any instrumental accompaniment.
No, you could ad lib anything you wanted to.
Yeah, that would be so good, right?
Yeah, but obviously you can tell this is a piano kind of an accompaniment, not an organ.
Yeah.
Okay, through him. That's a rhythm that'll trick you. Unity.
Second through.
Thank you.
and sing his praise once again, some tricky, subtle rhythms. Subtle's a better word than tricky. Try to get out of your little rigid molds here and have fun with this. Let's try it again. Is the one, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace, that starts out sort of, oh, hum, hum, it's just sort of traditional, and then it just unfolds into this unexpected, delightful thing. I think this is very strong. Here we go. Thank you. for me. It's kind of a straight Norwegian.
It's not Bach.
I know.
Does this take most congregations long to learn? Do you have experience with that?
I really don't know. I've done it just a little bit with my choir. My sense is that it catches on quite quickly. They don't worry about getting all the rhythms precise.
Well, you know the words already, too. I mean, the words aren't the new thing.
Yeah.
And we'll learn tonight why I think we shouldn't use this word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why we should?
Should not.
Should not.
Oh. Why we should not do what?
Because of the text. Oh. And that's an issue. Mm-hmm. That's an issue you all have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was just singing on ba-ba-ba-ba.
That's less offensive.
I only have two copies of the Gary of the of this one, Gary Cornell. Some of you may know this. There are some lovely things in here. It's a little passé. I did this in Eau Claire with my high school kids a lot, and they loved it. And anything that you can get high school kids to enjoy, I think is okay. But maybe it won't work anymore. But there are some parts that are really interesting. I'd like to start with the canon. We can sort of all learn it, even though you can't all see it. Let's have you guys have a book, and the rest can kind of catch on and look over the canon.
It starts in the beginning. The other beginning. We have to turn back.
You think?
Are we starting in the beginning, Dave?
No, we're going to start on page 16. Lamb of God. This is a round. Yeah, because we can do this in six parts once we learn it. Last page.